Welcome to our Valentine's special podcast. No!
In this podcast, we interview
the High Sheriff of Gloucestershire,
Ollie Moore, sex worker,
some of the locals of Wootton Rape the Event,
and a local band, Exile.
Enjoy!
So, how long have you been the High Sheriff?
High Sheriff is only for 1 year. Oh. It starts in April, finishes the end of March.
Oh, okay. So how long have you been the High Sheriff for?
I've been High Sheriff since early April last year, and it finishes the end of March this year.
Okay. What powers do you have being the High Sheriff?
No real powers, except we do have a responsibility under the Queen for law and order in the county.
Oh, okay.
What especially are the responsibilities?
Well, they're really going to look after the judges, helping with the police and emergency services, and generally encouraging youngsters not to commit crimes and keep the law.
So what influenced you to be the High Sheriff?
What influences you?
Yes.
Well, it's really, I suppose, wanting to put something back into the county, and each High Sheriff looks after each county, and there's about 55 High Sheriffs throughout the country. Well, it's nice to see youngsters keeping the law and making sure that they understand what they can do. And we've got an initiative in Gloucester where we get schools to come to court so they can see what happens in a court of law. And they see sentencing, and they see the judge, and they see the barristers, so they understand what the law is all about. And often it's a sentencing day, so they sometimes see someone go to prison, which is quite interesting.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for explaining about the High Sheriff.
No, it's great pleasure to do it. The High Sheriffs have been around since about 950 BC, so it's about 1100 years. So it's a long, long time, but they had many more powers in the old days than they do now. They used to raise armies, and they used to tax people, and they used to go in courts, so it was a very big role in those days, but now it's quite diminished. Anyway, lovely to meet you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well done, lads.
Bye.
Thanks very much.
Bye. Out of 10, how much would you rate the cafe?
Well, I think I would rate it 8 out of 10. I would have given it 10, but it's a bit slow with the cheesy sandwiches. So what I'm going to do is next time I'm going to lend you my toasty machine. But all the cakes look fantastic and everyone's working really hard. And there's a really, really good atmosphere. It's lovely to see everyone pulling together.
Thank you. And how much would you rate the cleanness of the cafe?
Oh, it definitely looks very clean. So I think we'll give that a 10.
Okay.
All right!
So how long have you been playing the guitar for?
Oh, I've been playing the guitar for, I'd say, probably about 6 years now. We've been in the band for about 5. So we started at KRB school. Oh. The three of us met.
You might notice there's only two of us, so our bassist isn't here today. But normally three.
Yeah, but yeah, I was musically untalented. And these guys they bullied me into playing instruments. So, yeah.
Okay. And do you play the drums?
Yes, yeah. Normally I play sort of a full drum kit, yes, but we do sort of acoustic stuff, so I hit a small box called a cajon.
Yeah, okay. Don't know what to ask.
How long have you been playing the drums for?
I've been playing drums since I was 13, so that would be... Oh, no younger than that, no. 11, so 7 years I've been playing drums.
Alright. Did you start at KLB school?
I started drums when I was in year 7 at KLB, but was out taking lessons outside, but sort of met these guys and we started playing stuff, so
cool.
Formed a band.
But yeah, stuff like this is great. It's great to play around in Wootton because there's limited opportunities to kind of like play shows. And playing the acoustic gigs is really great fun, especially if it's for charities and raising money for the youth cafes.
Do you like play like for money, or do you just play because you want to?
We do a bit of both. We tend to do a big charity event kind of each year. We've done a gig for Help for Heroes. Last year we played a gig we sent off a box of school equipment to a school in Africa. That was great as well. So we do a bit of both, but we also play venues in Bristol, like ticket gigs, and they're just as good fun to play.
Were you unsure about starting the band at first?
The band it started off as a bit of a jolly, didn't it?
Yeah, there were sort of a few different bands sort of in the year, and we kind of like went, oh, this doesn't work, oh, we don't like you, and sort of it ended up just being us three, me, Max and Henry, just sort of ended up sort of like, oh, actually, we're best mates, we all play instruments, we might as well start a band, and that sort of worked, so...
Yeah, we went through a load of names and ended up settling on Exiled. I don't know why, I think we liked it.
Yeah, I think it was one of those, oh, what's some cool names for bands? So I think I texted Max and it was a big list and he goes, oh, I like Exiled. And I'm like, all right, we'll go with Exiled.
It stuck with that. Did our own logos and stuff.
Yeah, because at school, I've always had like that time when like, oh yeah, let's start a band.
Yeah.
And it just never works at all.
Yeah, it's definitely a phase you go through, and like I say, it's
finding the right people, isn't it?
The trick is to do it and enjoy it. If you're just doing it for the sake of it, that's not the way to go, really.
Yeah, you've got to be committed.
Yeah, yeah.
Find something that's fun.
Yeah.
Did you start off enjoying music?
From the band or just...
Just like in Kelby.
I say I've always liked music. My parents kind of drilled Elvis into me and Stray Cats and stuff like that. But I've always liked music. I tried playing guitar in primary school and I just couldn't get the hang of it at all. And then, like I said, when I met these guys, I thought I'd go back to it, give it a bash. And actually it was funny to see how I could finally get the hang of it after having left it a bit of time. So... I definitely think if you try something and you it doesn't work first time, then give it a bit of time, and then when you really want it that bad, then give it another bash, and it tends to work out.
Okay, thank you for your time.
That's all right.
Bye. Cheers.
Out of 10, how much would you rate the cafe?
Ooh, 9.5.
Is there any reason why you would rate the cafe 9.5?
Instead of 10? Ooh, I don't know, having some... pink and orange spotted flowers around.
Okay.
Other than that, it's perfect.
How would you rate the cleanliness of the cafe?
Cleanliness? Pretty good. A few crumbs coming on display now, so I'd probably have to rate that one as 7.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
How long have you been doing this?
Playing the saxophone?
Yeah.
I've been playing the saxophone about 35 years.
Wow.
Yeah, but busking on the street, well, on and off, for about 25 years, actually. I just like playing in open spaces and things like that.
Is it a job you enjoy a lot?
I do enjoy it a lot, actually. Yeah, because I'm always playing in different places, and the acoustics sounds different on the saxophone, depending on where you're playing as well.
How does it make you feel, seeing people appreciating your music and... like giving you money, even though.
Well, I love it. It's really direct way of playing music. So you know, if people appreciate your music, then they give you something, and sometimes they don't. You know, that's fine as well. But it's a really, I like it because it's a really direct way of communicating with people.
Do you do it worldwide or locally?
I have done it in quite a few places, actually. Yeah, I've done it in. I've lived in Germany. I always take my saxophone when I go abroad, so I've done it in Cyprus, where else? France. Yeah, I love playing in France, Holland, because okay. I have been a professional musician as well, so I have played in quite a few places, but I always like playing on the streets.
out of 10, how much would you rate the
cafe?
9.
And how much would you rate the toastie that you're eating right now?
9.
Thank you very much.
9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9